The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to this service of thanksgiving here at Hebron Presbyterian Church in partnership with Byrd Presbyterian Church and Providence Presbyterian Church, Gum Springs. I am the Reverend Noah Morgan. I'm the pastor here at Hebron Presbyterian Church, and I am joined by my colleagues in the faith, Reverend Susan. How do you pronounce your last name?
Steinberg,
and Pastor Barry Parks. We are so glad to have you here as we both give thanks to God for all that we have, as well as express our shared unity as Christians and as Presbyterians in this community. Just a couple of things for you to know. Down the hall are the restrooms, just at the bottom of the ramp here. First door on the right, or farther down the hall on your left if you need them. As you can see, there's much canned goods here. You've probably brought your canned goods forward. Just a reminder that our offering this evening, both of the canned goods and any monetary offering, will go all towards the Goochland Food Bank to help sustain our neighbors in need. Now, with all that said, I invite you to take a moment, take a deep breath, center yourselves as we are brought into worship. And I invite you to hear these words from Thanksgiving by Malcolm Gait. Thanksgiving starts with thanks for mere survival, just to have made it through another year, with everyone still breathing. But we share so much beyond the outer roads we travel, our interweavings on a deeper level, the modes of life embodied souls can share, the unguessed blessings of being here, threads of connection no one can unravel. So I give thanks for our deep coherence, inwoven in the web of God's own grace, pulling us through the grave and gate of death. I thank him for the truth behind appearance. I thank him for his light in every face. I thank him for us all with every breath.
Please rise and join me as we are called to worship. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Let us pray. Almighty God, you sent Jesus to proclaim your kingdom and to teach with authority. Anoint us with your spirit, that we too may bring good news to the poor, bind up the brokenhearted, and proclaim liberty to the captive. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen, and please be seated. Friends, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sin, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Trusting in the mercy of God in Jesus Christ, let us humbly confess our sins together. God of grace, we confess to you our ingratitude for all that you have done for us, our impatience when prayers seem to be ignored, our selfishness when prompted to give or share, our unfaithfulness when wandering from your way. We ask for your forgiveness through Jesus Christ, who gave all, that we might try again to follow him. Friends, our righteousness is found in Christ alone, a gift from God by faith. Beloved people of God, hear and believe the good news. Through the grace of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Friends, as we have been reconciled to God through Jesus Christ, we seek to be reconciled to one another and to share in the peace only Christ can give. The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
And now we are invited to share signs of God's peace with one another. We at Providence use a humble bow, but we all have our own traditions to bring to this, so let us share the peace however we might. Peace be with you. Peace be with you.
Thank you.
And as we prepare to hear God's word for us in Scripture tonight, let us pray for illumination. Gracious God, as we prepare to hear your word for us in this ancient scripture that you have given us, we ask that you open our hearts, open our ears, that we may truly hear your new word of life and love in these ancient words from Holy Scripture. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Hear, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your earnings for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. Now you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that you do not know shall run to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Reading from the Psalms. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, those he redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some wandered in desert wastes, finding no way to an inhabited town. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way until they reached an inhabited town. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful world, for his wonderful works to humankind, for he satisfies the thirsty, and the hungry he fills with good things.
Reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Then Jesus said to him, "Someone gave a great dinner and invited many. At the time for the dinner, he sent his slave to say to those whom he had who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is ready now.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a piece of land and I must go out and see it. Please accept my regrets.' Another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I am going to try them out. Please accept my regrets.' Another said, 'I have just been married and therefore I cannot come.' So the slave returned and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and said to his slave, 'Go out at once into the streets and lanes of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' And the slave said, 'Sir, what you have ordered has been done, and there is still room.' Then the master said to the slave, 'Go out into the roads and lanes and compel people to come in so that my house may be filled.'" Together we pray our litany of thanksgiving. Give thanks to the Lord, for God is good.
God's steadfast love endures forever.
Come, let us praise God joyfully.
Let us come to God with thanksgiving.
For the good world, for things great and small, beautiful and awesome, for seen and unseen splendors.
We thank you, O God.
For human life, for talking and moving and thinking together, for common hopes and hardships shared from birth until our dying.
We thank you, O God.
For work to do and strength to work, for the comradeship of labor, for exchanges of good humor and encouragement.
We thank you, O God.
For marriage, for the mystery and joy of flesh made one, for mutual forgiveness and burdens shared, for lives kept in love.
We thank you, O God.
For family, for living together and eating together, for family amusements and family pleasures.
We thank you, O God.
For children, for their energy and curiosity, for their brave play and startling frankness, for their sudden sympathies.
We thank you, O God.
For the young, for their high hopes, for their search for freedom, for their solemn vows.
We thank you, O God.
For growing up and growing old, for wisdom deepened by experience, for rest and leisure, for time made precious by its passing.
We thank you, O God.
For your help in times of doubt and sorrow, for healing our diseases, for preserving us in temptation and danger.
We thank you, O God.
For the church into which we have been called, for the good news we receive by word and sacrament, for our life together in the Lord.
We praise you, O God.
For your Holy Spirit, who guides our steps and brings us gifts of faith, hope, and love, who prays in us and prompts our grateful worship.
We praise you, O God.
For your Son, Jesus Christ, who lived and died and lives again for our salvation, for our hope in him, for our joy of serving him. We thank and praise you, eternal God, for all your goodness to us. Accept, O God, our thanks and praise for all you have done for us through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
With gratitude to God, all we have, we give so that people in this community, neighbors who hunger, may be fed. Our offering this evening of food and finances will go to the Goochland Cares Food Bank. Let us share out of our abundance. Let us pray. God, we come before you with humble and grateful hearts to offer these gifts to the work of your church. May they be a message of love to those in need. May our hearts remain filled with your love as we go forth from this place, shining like candles of peace, love, and joy. Amen.
And now, friends, as you leave this place, go to encourage the faint-hearted, to help the weak, to seek to do good to one another and to all. Rejoice and pray and give thanks.
And as you go, go with the blessing of Almighty God that I lay upon you in his name. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace this day, always, forever. Amen.
Amen.
Go in peace.